Hello everyone, this is Jesus Baeza. Welcome to another episode of Words of Wisdom. In today's episode, I want to talk about another different type of episode, something that we all consume and daily see on the television, in our phones, our tablets, everywhere you go. This episode is about the news that we consume on a daily basis in our lives. I want to make this episode because I feel that this is something that we all deal with daily in life. The news, every day, we see it everywhere we go. We see it we hear it in our cars. We see it on our phones. We see it on our television screens. We see it on our computer screens. I decided to make this episode because I truly believe that in this day and age right now, this new generation, we're here as of now, 2021, the news is affecting everybody. The news is consuming our lives, is destroying many people's brains, is hurting a lot of people's feelings. So this episode is called Ignoring the News. You see, the news, people, is very crazy sometimes. It can be aggressive and rude. The news is all the time, if you guys don't notice, is constantly trying to seek attention. They are every second trying to post a new headline, something new that happens. And in business world, this is good for business, for the news, because obviously every new headline that they put out is obviously going to attract more viewers and have more people clicking on their phones, clicking their next article link, their next forum. So in reality, this is a good business strategy, but the true reality is that it's affecting a lot of people's minds. You see, people can be having a good day driving home. They can be just getting out of work, or they just finished spending time with their loved ones, and out of nowhere, they can see a headline that says, a certain celebrity passed away. And automatically, what's it going to do to everybody in society? Is going to affect people's minds. It's going to be like, oh my God, it's going to cause a pain, a distress. You see, the media is affecting a lot of us people. The news loves to bash in our faces something bad. And a lot of times, their headlines could be aggressive. They can even tell you that every second when a cop just got killed, they can tell you when there's a fire going down in a house, and there's cats, dogs inside. All those type of things affects us. I mean, if you think about it, in life, who wants to hear that cats and animals are burning inside a home? I mean, that's going to affect people's minds. And that's why I truly believe that the news is aggressive and they're just always seeking attention. They're always going to try to post any headline. They're going to put it in your faces, on smartphones, radios, televisions, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere you go. Another thing is that the news never changes. It's always trying to create a new headline. It's always going to tell you, hey, something just happened. Hey, tomorrow Biden, which is our current United States president, Biden did not pass something something. Biden said a certain comment to Donald Trump. So it's all going to be just headlines, and they're always just constantly trying to create a new story, a new headline, so that everybody can follow and be like, oh my God, what's this about? And have people constantly try to consume it. And if when you think about it, people, the more we listen to the news, the more time we're spending watching the news and consuming the news, then more time spending doing more productive things. Like I said in many of my other episodes, I believe that a lot of us in life should be doing productive things, whether if it's going to the gym, whether if it's going to college and you're trying to finish your degree to seek a certain pathway or career for your future. These are things that we should all be doing instead of watching the media, the news, constantly following all these trends and always hearing something bad that just happened, another fatal crash, another death, another black person being shot and killed, or something about politics, which they always go in circles, and which we all know politics nowadays is a joke. I mean, a lot of these politics, they just saying the same things over and over. They have problems that have never been solved for years and years with different presidents. So it's all just a game and constantly has people going in circles, driving them more crazy than what they already are. You see, the news is affecting us people. And this is why I decided to make this podcast episode of my podcast, Words of Wisdom, because I believe it's probably a really important podcast episode for all of us to tune in and watch. I mean, if you think about it, people, the news is truly affecting us. Also, another reason why we should avoid the news or ignore it is because it's also bad for our brain. When you think about it, our brain is constantly hearing all this knowledge and you're putting these traumatic events in your head. I mean, if you're constantly having in your mind hearing or seeing that another black person just got killed by a white officer, or they say that another group of people have been killed in a car crash, or they tell you that another building has collapsed, like the Surfside building that we all know here in South Florida, in Miami, Florida. Or, for example, there's another racial comment from a certain celebrity or a politician. All these type of things are headlines, 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 all being bashed in our faces for us to tune in into our smartphones and click, click, click. And so they all can get more revenue and they all can get more views. But then in the end, what is it doing? It's leaving the whole society, all people in a certain city, brainwashed and traumatized with all this consuming bad media and news. You see, people, the news is not good for us. It's bad for our brain. It causes stress. I mean, believe it or not, people, a lot of people don't know how to deal with the news when they constantly hear something bad, and it just drives them crazy. It makes them get anxious. They start going crazy. People are hearing this on the radio, and they're driving down their street in their beautiful cars, and they're hearing all this on Power 96, which is a Miami station down here, for any of you guys that are not from Miami. Or if you're driving and you automatically get an interruption from one of your nice songs that you're listening to because the media and the news just wants to barge in and tell you a headline story and say something just happened and you all should know it. We all don't need to know all that, people. I mean, it's good to be informed about things in life, but I truly believe that we all don't need to be informed every second of something bad that just happened surrounding us. So this is why I tell you people that the news and the media is bad for our brain, okay? Also, another reason why we should be ignoring or avoiding the news and media is because a lot of it sometimes is not accurate. It's false news. It's sometimes like AKA Donald Trump, who likes to bash at NBC and say it's fake news, fake media. Well, a lot of it could be fake and unrealistic. A lot of it is just to seek attention. They know how to target certain things. I mean, me myself, people, I went to college and got a 2-year degree in radio and television broadcasting. And I got a dose of that. I got a taste of that. And I learned a lot what news and television programs and news media outlets. I got a glimpse of that, of how they work, and really it's all about headlines and telling you the news stories, and they can easily manipulate stories and put them together and put them in small pieces and then just tell you something small just so that you can tune in and hear something that's not really true or realistic. And it's all just to get more viewers and audiences and more people to tune in to their stories. Now, don't get me wrong, I went to school for that, but I'm not bashing it. My point in this, people, is that we all should avoid all this bad news and media constantly. It's okay to watch it every now and then, just to stay tuned in and to know some things was going on in our society and in our nation or in life, but just avoid it where you don't have to constantly consume it on a daily basis. I mean, it's not healthy for us, people. And another reason why I want to say that we should avoid the news is because sometimes it's very distracting. It's really distracting sometimes from what really matters. I mean, like I said earlier, you are constantly spending more time watching news and media when you can actually be spending more time on doing your production. Let's say you're someone that does video editing, like me myself. I am a film and digital production major person. And I deal with films, writing scripts, video editing. Those are productive things that you can be focusing on. Let's say you're in the gym, you should focus more on trying to search for a better routine that's going to keep you more in shape in the gym. Or let's say you're a pro wrestler. I myself got a little taste of that too in my life, where I was doing wrestling and I've taken certain little breaks sometimes, mostly because I was doing other things in my life and pursuing different things at once. But let's say you're trying to be a pro wrestler, focus on how to perfect your moves, how to get them perfect, and how to master your craft, how to act, how to do a promo, how to get more in shape so that you look good on in front of the camera. You know, these are all productive things, people, that we all can be doing instead of sitting in our couches watching the news and media, hearing that Miley Cyrus just cut her hair. I mean, who cares about that? Or Kanye West just broke up with Kim Kardashian, and now Kim Kardashian just had another baby with the new boyfriend she has. Or, I mean, not that that has happened so far. I'm just giving you an example, people. Like, we are watching this on the media and news, and we're like, okay, what is this doing for us? We're just being informed of something that happened, but is it doing something for us physically? Are you getting something out of it by hearing every new headline and news story that's trending? I mean, when you really think about that, people, is it really doing something for you? Now, if I'm not proving my point right now, then something's going on. But if you really understand what I am trying to say, people, that the news isn't doing anything for us but just keeping us informed. But sometimes we shouldn't just spend too much time consuming the news and media like we constantly do. So this is going to wrap up this episode of Words of Wisdom, people, and I hope you guys enjoyed my episode on ignoring the news and media. And the reason why I decided to make this episode is mostly because I see this on a daily basis. I see what's going on in our lives. I constantly analyze things in my life. Is the type of person I am, and I always try to make a new episode on something on what I want to give advice to or make a good point on. And I just think truly that the media is affecting us and the news, and we shouldn't spend so much time consuming it. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, people, subscribe to this channel, Words of Wisdom Podcast with Jesus Baeza. Follow it on Spotify, iTunes. Feel free to like it on social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. You can find me at Instagram, JESUS dot BAEZA0709, or you can also find me on Facebook, JESUS dot BAEZA0709. You can also find me at my YouTube channel called JB the Unknown Prophet, which is where I also do a lot of my video work and promote a lot of my music. As most of you guys might know, that I am also an independent artist where I create and do original songs. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for more upcoming episodes, and see you guys next time. Take care. Hey folks, thank you all for listening to my podcast, Words of Wisdom, with me, myself, Jesus Baeza. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the channel to stay up to date for any future episodes. You can find it on all podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Once again, thank you all for listening, and until next time.